With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At a campaign event at the southern border, Texas Governor Greg Abbott gives his endorsement to Donald Trump for president in 2024, citing border security as a key issue.
A president can secure the border. If you go back 4 years ago, we had the lowest illegal border crossings in something like 30 or 40 years. The most secure border in the adult lifetime of everybody at this event here today is because President Trump put into place five strategies.
The former president told Abbott that in defeating Democratic President Biden next year, he would make the governor's job much easier. Also at SRNnews.com, in an interview with Sky News, IDF spokesman Pete Lerner says they were able to evacuate many patients, including premature babies, from the Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza this weekend.
No, yesterday we evacuated people from the Al-Shifa Hospital in coordination, like we did the babies today at the request of the administration of the hospital. That is what we've been doing. You know, we had requested for several weeks now that the hospital be evacuated. And unfortunately, the different organizations did not deem it possible.
IDF spokesman Pete Lerner. Russian drones targeted the Ukrainian capital Sunday, as the British Defense Ministry said there were few immediate prospects for change along the Ukrainian front line, as the war is now entering its second winter. Russia launched 20 Iranian-made drones overnight, 15 of which were shot down by Ukrainian forces. Intense fighting was currently concentrated on the left bank of the Dnieper River, where Ukrainian forces have established a bridgehead. This is SRN News. A look at post-pandemic church-going in America.
Lifeway Research has released a study that indicates about 90% of the Protestants who were attending worship in person before the coronavirus shutdowns are back in the pews. Fewer than 1 in 10 churches say their current attendance is less than 50% of what it was before the pandemic. Meanwhile, almost a quarter of them report their typical worship services today have more people than they did in early 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise around the globe, a coalition of Jewish groups is putting together a virtual reality project that will tell the story of Kristallnacht. The Nazi attacks on Jewish businesses and homes in 1938 will be portrayed in a high-tech presentation designed to help people everywhere understand what it was like. During Kristallnacht, nearly 100 Jews were murdered, more than 1,400 synagogues were torched. This is SRN News. Some Democratic cities are spending taxpayer dollars on bus, plane, and train tickets for migrants to move on to other places. Nearly half of the 27,000 migrants who have arrived in Denver since November 2022 have received a ticket from a city to travel onward. In New York and Illinois, the same thing has happened. Oregon's pioneering drug decriminalization law is facing a major backlash.
Authorities say that's because of a surge in public drug use fueled by fentanyl and an increase in synthetic opioid overdose deaths. Now, the measure will be among the top issues in the upcoming legislative session that starts next month. Republicans have proposed reimposing criminal penalties for drug possession. Even some top Democrats who back the law now say they are open to amending it. Jason Walker reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.